you would see the glory of God. Because we're reading the story, it sounds clear. But because they were in the midst of the death of the brother, it clouded everything he was saying. Everything they were going through was clouding. That's why nobody was waiting at the tomb on Resurrection Day, even though he said he'd rise. Because what they saw overpowered what he said. And they were afraid and weeping, even though he said he'd rise. You think they'd have been there waiting, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They're all in the upper room weeping. And when the people that saw him came and said he was alive, they were so filled with unbelief because they were so in trauma and shock of the personal loss. They said, yeah, right, he can't be. We watched him die. Who knows that's true? But 5 or 6 times he told him he'd rise. And it says this saying was blinded or kept from them. Why? Because they were so thinking in the natural as man thinks. This is heavy. He says, didn't I tell you if you'd believe you'd see the glory of God? Now here's the good news that I want to share with you. He's given us a promise if we'd believe we'd see the glory of God. Why? Because pretty soon we'll be the ministers because he's going to the right hand. Because in that situation, he was the believer because not one of them believed and they still saw the glory of God. So don't you ever let doubt and unbelief stop your revelation from releasing the master. Do you get in this? Does that make sense? See, he's the believer. He's setting the precedent. And then he's going to hand the baton and say, follow me. And he's going to the right hand and he's telling Martha, one day you'll be in my shoes. You'll be the believer. This New Testament covenant is right around the corner. The church is about being born. So girl, if you just believe, you'll see the glory of God. Learn from my example. All you are in unbelief, but Lazarus, come out. You get it? So the whole atmosphere is unbelief.